show with a very special poem.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a Lenny was creeping, nor had he a spouse.
The stockings were hung above the PlayStation 5, the fireplace burning for Santa to arrive.
Come on home, Santa. The men were all giddy, all snug in their bags, while the women went hunting. Meanwhile, Santa still lags.
No one could sleep, so they brought out the whiskey, while the
woo!
The men fell asleep, but the women were frisky. Runner and Gunner showed up and brightened up the night. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Monday morning cracks! Oh, Monday morning cracks, everybody!
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Oh, that is some good rocks.
You know what Monday it is, everybody? This is the Monday. We got exactly 1 week today, exactly, from the big day. What big day am I talking about? The Humongous Day, celebrated around the world, a worldwide holiday, the biggest holiday throughout the year. Yes, I'm talking about Christmas, everybody.
It's Christmas.
Christmas time is among us. I'm hoping everybody out there is in the spirit. We know you guys got a lot of traffic to fight out there, and we're glad that you're tuned in to the greatest show on the world. On the world? In the world.
Yes, America's favorite podcast, everybody. We are America's favorite podcast.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Unlike other podcasts, we love America.
Yep.
And we take a knee to no one. Everybody, it's the Monday Morning Podcast, the only Monday Morning Podcast in existence.
Ever.
Remember, we did it first. Of course, there's going to be Monday Morning Podcast now. But check the date. Check the transcripts.
Yeah, go backwards.
Check the data. We're the very first ones who ever did it.
Get into your time machines and float your ways backwards, and you'll see that these Christmas specials have been going on for some odd years now. I'm not going to account all of them because there's too many to account. What are you pouring there, Gunner? Oh,
only a Rothaus.
Yee-hoo.
Yes.
Well,
straight from Rothaus, Germany.
Rothaus, Germany.
Rothaus beer.
And don't forget, the beer of the month, Rothaus beer from Rothaus, Germany.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And I am Schutzer.
Laffer.
And this is Laffer. And we are Laffer
und
Schutzer. Laffer und Schutzer, the show.
Video game podcast.
That is.
So, everybody out there, don't forget the beer of the month is.
Rothaus. Everybody, this is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. Christmas special, but also remember we are the Monday Morning Podcast, the only Monday Morning Podcast in existence,
in the world,
the only podcast who's playing you licensed commercial hits music for free.
Yeah, from now all the way until then. So what does that mean? We could play anything we want, and our show is the free podcast as well, because we just want to give you content. We're not here for the fame or the money or anything. We're just here to give you guys free content and to make sure that we deliver the message that we want to say, which is, Lenny's, it's time to make a change and only progress to better.
Yes.
And that's all we want, is to build up people
this
and make
the
them
year
greater.
You will stop being a Lenny, and you will join the first generation of a new time. Generation number one. This is the technical age. This is the first time in 3 trillion billion years.
Whoa.
That computers and electronics have existed, that gold and silicone.
So you're talking
about
way back since before
slammed together.
Fred Flintstone, Ron Dino?
Yep, even before then.
When are you talking about before Fred Flintstone took Dino to the movie theater and Dino broke his head through his little old car and they were pedaling on their little old feet to the little old movies?
Yep, long after that.
Whoa!
Before recording was in existence, before sound recording was in existence, before the video camera, before the computer, before YouTube, before any of this.
Oh my God, I'd lose my mind. Wait a minute, was this before the microwave?
Yes.
Photography?
So we are the first ones in existence.
Nudography? Oh.
On podcast radio to play you licensed commercial music.
Right.
To play you good hits for free. We're taking like Paul McCartney. We're taking like John Lennon.
We love
the
John
Rolling
Lennon.
Stones. Expensive music. This music is not for free to play it on the radio. It is very expensive to play the Beatles or Rolling Stones or Def Leppard or The Doors.
And since we love them, we want to share our enjoyment of them with you so you guys could love them as well. So listen to the enjoyment, listen to the freedom, and enjoy yourselves. Relax, because Christmas is among us. Santa Claus is coming.
What other radio station or podcast do you know that's playing this song, Inhibited, live for you to listen to on a Monday morning on your commute to work while you drive to work? Let's just take a moment and just remember The Doors.
Pretty strange.
This is Dad Rock, everybody.
Dad, wait a minute. No, that's not Dad Rock. Let's put on some real Dad Rock. Let's show them the real Dad Rock that I grew up with, which I play now in my car when I want to rock out and jam out to my ultimate classical music. And I'm going to get down with it. And this is the ultimate Dad Rock right here, everybody. Get ready to get your mind blown.
Wait
a minute. Hold on. Producers, what are you guys doing? You trying to get us kicked off? Okay. Thank you.
Dad Rock, everybody.
Dad Rock.
Is this Dad Rock right here? Well, let's see. If you're 18 now.
18 now.
That means your dad had you 18 years ago. 18 years
18
ago.
18 minus 18 is
You might have
36.
Been listening to this. I said you might have been
producers,
listening
hello.
To this.
Sorry about that, guys. The delay. Damn
sorry
producers.
The delay. All right. Thank you, producers.
Thank you for fixing it.
So, technically, this is Dad Rock since 18 years ago when your dad had you. He was most likely listening to this.
Was he?
So the
are you
Doors would
that
be...
that this generation was 50% conceived from this song?
I would say yes. Because to consider the Doors Dad Rock, that's like your dad's dad, maybe like your dad's dad's dad. Great Grandpa Rock. I guess you would have to consider the Doors Great Grandpa
Rock.
But wait, why
it
do you...
It depends what you're considering.
Why would you call them...
Because I actually listened to... I grew up listening to that stuff. And it depends on, you know, what kind of music you're taught while you're growing up. So Dad Rock could be anything from where you grew up, like 10 years before, but not 10 years...
So wait, is Dad Rock... 20 years before. Is Dad Rock indefinitely Led Zeppelin? Or is it 10 years before you were born? Or 18 years before you were born? Lenny's, help us out here. What is Dad Rock?
Is Dad Rock Lady
Strokes?
Gaga?
Everyone listens to Drake now. So in 18 years after they have kids, will Drake be considered Dad Rock?
Maybe.
Dad Rap?
In the 30s. Hey, the 30s are among us, people.
Wait,
so
when I was born in the 80s.
Oh, I remember those
the
days.
The Doors were officially Dad Rock. But I also listened to Benny Goodman. So does that mean that Benny Goodman's Dad Rock? Or does that mean the Doors are Dad Rock?
What if Buddy Rich is Dad Rock?
Was it Buddy Rich's Dad Rock? That'd be my great-grandpa Rock. But if my great-grandpa Rock is like four generations before you, that'd be your great-great-great-great-Dad Rock.
I got how to solve all this. I understand there's only one universal rock, and it is called The Beatles.
Okay.
And I think The Beatles are the universal Dad Rock if you want to rock out. With your...
Then where does that leave Led Zeppelin? So that would be Sun Rock?
Mom Rock.
Moon Rock.
Moon Rock.
Sun Rock. That would be Sun Rock because the dad's sons... Or would it be this?
What if I rocked mom to that? Not my mom, but the mom of my children. Oh, this is what I'm talking about.
This is dad
this
rap.
This is the rap right here. Oh, man.
Wait, is there such thing as dad rap? Did we just create a new concept? We created
this
a new concept.
It. This is the new concept. Dad rap. Dad rap. So, everybody, if you haven't heard dad rap in your life, this is it. This is the brand new formula to dad rap, everybody.
This is it.
I used to play this, man. They used to play this back at the club. Oh, when I'd man. Be skipping rocks and throwing dice and playing stick ball down the street.
Yep, kicking the can and having a piece of wheat in your teeth.
Yeah, hanging out at the barber shop and just going on down to the little milk shoppy and getting myself a little
So wait, if this is dad rap, then what is Tupac? But what is Drake if Tupac's dad rap? Wait, if Tupac and Cypress Hill are dad rap, then what will Lil Wayne be in 10 years?
Wayne Gacy?
What will
No, I mean what do you
Who's the new rapper that you Lenny's listened to? Little Nipsey
Pump.
Hussle.
Nipsey,
so in 10 years, rest in peace, Nipsey. Will Nipsey Hussle be dad rap in 10 years or 18 years?
Or is he now already dad rap for you young fathers out there? For your dads that are only in their teens, I mean, there's dads that have dads.
And with that said, that are how come they're considering Green Day oldies, but isn't 60s oldies? Does that mean in 18 years, Nipsey Hussle will be considered oldies?
Well, Tupac's pretty much an oldie now.
Are oldies indefinitely 60s and 50s?
It should be
because
considered one.
Nirvana would be considered the 90s. Strokes would be considered the 2000s. Nipsey Hussle would be considered the 2010s.
And Drake would be the 2020s.
Drake would be the
2020s. What's going on with, what is considered oldies? What is considered?
So then what is, if 60s are the oldies, then what is Beethoven?
Beethoven is freaking dust.
With that,
So
is this dad rock? I think this is technically the truest form of dad
rock. You're right,
rock.
Gunner. It is techno. This is the first techno invented way back before they knew what techno was. So this is how they created
dad
the beats.
Techno.
I could hear the bass. I could hear the treble. I could hear the rhythm of the fingers.
What then is dad techno?
Don't give him the finger.
If new techno is old techno, and oldies are old, and techno from nowadays is considered dad techno 18 years from now. Whoa, Lenny's.
Heck no.
I think Lenny's are confused. How about we just call the 60s the 60s, the 50s the 50s, and the 90s the 90s, 2000s
and,
the 2000s,
yeah.
and so on and so forth.
And the
forth.
10s and the 20s.
What do you think, Beethoven?
I think Beethoven should just be called classical.
This was like the first recording of music because it was recorded on paper. So is that
That's
considered
right.
oldies too? Or is that considered very oldies? Lenny's out there in radio world, you gotta help us out.
We don't know what's older or what is it called?
Is anything...
What genre do you want to place this upon?
Can we just place...
Because what if classical is now...
Can we just place anything under
Stones.
Dad rock? I guess anything that's ever been recorded could somewhere in time
rock.
Be considered dad rock.
If you've ever played it while you're grilling a burger or a steak or a muffin...
Wait a minute. What about the 16-year-olds who have kids right now?
Uh-oh. This is a new breakthrough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we have a whole mental breakthrough. This changes the whole concept of dad rock.
That means Lil Boozy is dad rap already.
Wait, does Boozy mean that he drinks? Because if he drinks, I mean, I'm on a secret.
Anyway, cough syrup.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. Yeah. Is he sick all the time, or what's going on here?
Well, he's got a sore throat, so he has to... Drink some cough syrup to cure it so you can rap.
Oh, that's why they call it Slizzurp.
Slizzurp, yeah. Slizzurp. That's what they call it.
I thought it was Slurpee. I didn't
so
know.
Wait,
I read it wrong.
Slizzurp dad drink? Or is it new drink? Or is it sun
hey, can
drink?
You put Slizzurp in a Slurpee and what would it be called? Slizzurp up?
But wait a minute. What if a grandpa is drinking Slizzurp? Was that considered grandpa drink?
Would it be called Gramperp?
Gramperp. Lenny's out there. You got us help. You got to help us out. What is considered what? Because where do we stand?
And what happens when a grandpa drinks Slizzur? Or whatever it's called, Slither.
He probably just
What if he drinks a Slither
like
of Slizzur? What if he just drinks a slurp cuppy of Slizzur and a slither of
All
cough syrup?
Right. If your grandpa fills up a sippy cup full of slurp, is it still considered dad rock? Something like that.
Say that 10 times.
All right, everybody, we're just as confused as you are. But I really think, And I argue the fact that this is considered dad rock.
Oh, rock on! Where's my freaking grill? I'm ready.
I'm freaking headbanging.
Man, I'm ready to rock on with my grill and grill, I don't mean my teethers. I'm talking about the one where you flip burgers.
This is the real songs right here.
Yeah.
That's dad rock.
Man, this takes me back. I used to listen to this stuff way back.
So wait, if your dad listens to this music, is this considered dad rock? We need to move on. I don't think we'll ever know.
This is so confusing.
I don't think we'll ever know.
So dad rock, anybody out there, all right, all you people out there who know what dad rock is and you're positive on what it is, you could hit us up.
Yes.
And let us know what your opinion is on dad rock. Let us know what's going on with the subject. Let us know where you stand with it. And it will.
And if your mind changes in 10 years, you know, write us a letter in 10 years. We'll still be playing on the radio every Monday morning.
We'll still be here Mondays.
Yeah, because K-Earth is now playing Lady Gaga. And I'm like, man, they are confused because...
Wait, but they could play him with Tony Bennett. See, the confusion is Tony Bennett's he died when he was about 159. And so, and him and Lady Gaga were still making tracks together. So, put the old with the new, and what does that make it? What is she considered oldies when she's with Tony Bennett?
What about
if she's with Tony Bennett? What if she's gaga-ing him in a different way?
What is the reason they wouldn't play just Tony Bennett songs?
Did you say Justin Timberlake? You know, I've heard Justin Timberlake on K-Earth also, and I didn't get it either.
Disney Channel boy?
I didn't get it either. So, I mean, they're playing all this...
because time 90s. Moves forward, I don't think that it unmakes the oldies. I think that the oldies are always, they're called the classic gold oldies. That's what they're called.
And oldies were always classic 50s and 60s. That's what I think of oldies also. 50s through late 60s, pretty much. And then after that, the disco era. You know, so they had their own eras.
What's disco considered?
Classical, danceical, musical. So the first disco song was Grease, the soundtrack. Now, I don't know, man. I'm just making stuff. I don't really know.
I do know this. The first song ever recorded was Claire de Lune. And it was recorded on April 9th, 1860.
A Claire de Lune.
And it was recorded when a dude named Scott recorded it.
Just Scott. Oh, see? That's why. By Scott. He's got it. Mick Fly was there. He probably seen it being recorded.
The earliest known surviving recorded sound of a human voice was conducted on April 9th, 1860, when Scott recorded someone singing the song Claire de Lune by the moonlight on his device that he created.
So Claire de Lune means by the moonlight, right?
And yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it does. Edward Leon Scott de Martinville was the first Frenchman.
Wait, say that whole name again? That was a long name.
So a Frenchman invented sound recording.
Did you say Clairvoyant Leon Scott de Martinville?
Was Edward Leon Scott de Martinville.
Man, that's like 10 names in one, man.
He patented
name.
He patented his recorder on March 25th, 1857. So in 1857, the very first sound
he had one of those big old things with the horn, right? The ones that you crank. The old record players.
The phonograph.
The ones you phonograph. Crank. So it had a crank on it, people, and you would turn the crank, and man, that sounded pretty terrible.
So let's see. So 1860 was the very first time sound and song was ever recorded. Wow. That was only 180 years ago.
That's all?
So technically...
No,
that is considered oldies and dad rock.
See that, but that's not even too long ago because how do we still know what Beethoven wrote? While there is the classic sheets of what he wrote, but we would never actually hear what he did.
Or the Star Spangled Banner, or you know, even earlier, like old English songs, the lute. Yep. Still green sleeves.
Oh yeah. Shout out to the Greeks, to Scottish. Shout out to Scottish people.
But we're saying, like, if you have YouTube and you could
be Lucky Charms.
And YouTube's got every single thing in the last 180 years that's been recorded. And for 5 billion, trillion, gazillion, bazillion years.
Whoa.
We went a whole gabazillion years without ever recording sound.
Yeah, it's true.
So, like, if sound was never recorded for a gazillion years, and then finally, in the last 180 years, which is a very small fraction for you ladies compared to can't do what math.
Yes, exactly. Compared to, like, compared to from 0 BC all the way to 1700 and, you know, 17 whatever.
Yep.
When sound actually was...
Or even before, from, like, 8,000 BC.
Ew.
To now, 180, 1860.
See, they used to bang their heads on cans like this.
So technically, you could listen to the first things ever recorded and still find joy in it. So new music is kind of irrelevant because sound wasn't invented, recordings weren't invented for bazillion, kadrillion, gazillion years.
Yeah.
So, like, am I getting through to you, Lennies? Are you understanding this?
Yeah, so what Gunnar's saying is the sound is actually incredible, and it's still a new advancement in technology, and we're still working at it. But the thing is, we got so advanced that anybody could be a superstar now, and it's not even fair to the regular, really talented people that are out there actually kicking butt, because there's actually people out there who have real talent that aren't even out there yet because of this stupid thing. I'm against it. I'm against the computerized technology that enhances your voice. Enhancers is what I'm trying to say. Voice enhancers are no good for the industry, I think. If it was up to me, I would take out the enhancers and I would take out all, you know, put live bands behind you. It's okay to DJ some beats and make some beats a certain way, but we got to get some live technology out there, some real stuff. And so, what's considered classical?
I appreciate new music. Everything I appreciate the electronic instrument. But the computer is just one instrument. You know, if you have a computer song and
so they should have a different label, in my opinion. Like, if you're going to be the technology instrument guy, you should be like the technology man and master that. It should be an instrument.
It
like
is.
But it has to be known as one whole instrument, as a guitar or a flute or a saxophone.
See, because if you took a guitar and you just layered it 50 times with different guitar sounds,
then you're a mega guitarist.
Then you're a mega guitarist.
Yeah.
Or if you did it with the piano, then you're a mega pianist.
See, but now it's so easy pianist. It does take
talent. You got a computer and you just layered a bunch of computer sounds, then you are a mega computerist.
Computerist.
And we just invented we coined another term.
There it is.
When you're a musician who just uses the computer, you're a computerist.
Mega computerist. You can be a computerist or a mega computerist. You see, computerists are the ones that do it normally, but mega computerist is somebody who made it popular or took it to a next level.
In this day and age, there is some really talented computerists, and they're making full-on songs with just using computer, no other instrument.
There's actually nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying do that in the studio. But when it comes to live performances, we want to see any kind of instruments that are... I mean, the electronic ones are cool. Just keep those. But if you're using, like, electronic bass or guitar or whatever, put real musicians behind that, and I bet you it'll sound 100% cooler. Most likely.
And Lenny's out there. Tell us, what do you think's a better instrument? Wood? Or,
I'm not even copper? Gonna say that one. I'm not gonna say that one.
Or copper or brass?
Oh, man. There we go again. I'm gonna stop there.
Or computer, which is... Computer is, like, not really a sound because computers, you still gotta plug it into a speaker.
It is a holy... It's a holy...
So brass, do you want to hear brass? Do you want to hear strings? Do you want to hear wood? Or do you want to hear computer? Like, or cymbals? Do you want to hear percussion? Or do you want to hear, you know, there's tons of different instruments and there's tons of different sounds. But most of them are either wood, string, brass, or computer now.
I got tons of different brass in my pocket.
Computer's not really a sound, though, you know? You still got to plug
it in. On your phone, how many brasses do you call?
You got to plug it in, you know?
Oh, man. All right. You
Am I
stop
getting
all that.
Through to you, Lennies?
Stop saying it.
Do you understand what I'm saying here? Like, computer is a great instrument, but it's just one instrument. So, like, if you want to have an orchestra with computers, you very well can, but it won't be the same sound because our ears are very sophisticated. It's like there's like a cortex in our ears, and there's like this skin that we call a drum, and it like reverberates sound into our brain so we could hear things.
Yep.
And so me, as a talented musician,
I have a very
refined ear.
So I could hear
every little thing. I could hear the echoes of the room. I could hear the person coughing in the background. But with the computer, all those sounds are eliminated, and I could hear that. I could hear the stale silence.
It's a little too perfect, yeah.
The fuzz of nothing, I could hear that.
Yeah, yep.
And I still appreciate it. I still love the computer sound. I think it's very cool.
But it's a little too perfect. Mankind was never meant to be perfect.
Yeah.
And that's what the issue is. And I think that mankind was meant to have some kind of little bit of errors.
Yes.
Nobody's perfect. We have errors in the computer. It just makes it a little too perfect sometimes. Like the pitch, it's 95. And it can't be pitch 95 every single freaking time. Because sometimes you might
drive us crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes you go back a little. You pull back. Sometimes the drummer might go forward a little. Or sometimes the musician, the singer might go forward beyond that and have to catch back up. And that's what makes music incredible.
Yes.
Because of the catching up to the timing and just the pitch. You know, you could change the pitch. I like when the pitches change and catching up. Anyways, we're getting a little technical here.
I guess what I'm saying is, Lenny's out there and ladies, you should appreciate all recorded sound since it's relatively very brand new.
It's still brand new.
So you should appreciate everything.
That's not even 100 years old.
You shouldn't be so set in one way that you wouldn't accept something better. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't just say, I love rap so much that you wouldn't accept something else that came at you that was better than rap.
Yeah.
You shouldn't accept one image so much that you wouldn't accept a better image.
So you're saying that just one genre, and if you stick to that genre or just that one song from that genre, and they came out with a better song from a different genre,
but you're so focused on that
one side only
that you can't see something better.
Yeah, you're blinded to the other side. And even though that song might be amazing to your ears, if you just only would take the time to listen to it, it might change your whole perspective in life as well. It might be a life-changing situation. So what Gunner's saying is that you gotta be open to all instruments as well as tunes and as well as vocals.
And as well as nowadays, modern, and oldies, and beyond oldies.
I agree with that assessment.
Because there's no beyond oldies because sound didn't exist on record until 1860.
And that was the first song
Edward Leon Scott, he created it. And so, like, you know, you should just have some appreciation.
Great Scott.
Broader appreciation. I guess in layman's term, or Lenny's terms, we like to call.
Lenny's.
You should consider this. If someone gave you a nice, crisp $20 bill, just boom, crisp, right off the press, and they handed you, your dad maybe handed it to you, like the first $20 bill got. And like, I love this $20 bill. And then, you know, Runner and Gunner came and we're like, dude, we're going to give you $200 bills. But you were just so set on your dad's crisp 20. My dad gave this to me. I can't let go of this. And that you wouldn't accept
the $200 bills. Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a big
difference. Anyone, like, you can understand.
If you could figure it out.
It makes more sense to like something better.
Yes.
You know, or like...
That comes along. And it might not... And it's not only that, but it could have came along in the past. It might have been something that you missed. Maybe the $200 was behind you and you already had the $20 and you're ready to spend it, but you don't want to look back for that
$200.
Because
your dad gave it to you and it's got value, sentimental value, that you want this $20 so much that you wouldn't accept the $100 bills from Runner and Gunner, who were also your friends, you know, we're related, your uncles were your cousins.
Yes.
You know, it's not like we're strangers, like, hey, get in our car, it's $100. No, we're like your cousins. We're coming to you and saying, hey, look,
we're not the creepy uncles.
And, you know, it's a present. It's Christmas. Uncles, we're giving them for your present. Like, hey, you're our cousin, you're our nephew.
Yeah.
We're giving you a present. Here's a card, you know, gift card. We gave one to your mom.
It's just a little thank you gift from Runner and Gunner for Christmas, just for listening to the show and for being awesome and for changing yourself in your better ways. I mean, going the better route and picking the direction that you knew was going to be positive in your life. And so we ended up giving them $200. And the $20 you were stuck on was way back in the past when you had the undecided direction. So if we, you know, which one would you choose?
You know, Or let's say your dad, he came back around and he was like, here, son, I want you to have these $200 bills instead of this $20 bill. And you're like, no, I want the $20 bill because it means more than me, it means more to me. I don't think anybody would do that. Or look at it this way. Okay, so like let's say there's a runner in Athens, Greece or something. Not runner.
I am runner.
Let's say there's a runner and, okay, a jumper.
Oh, okay, there
runner,
we go.
Runner, gunner, and jumper. Okay. There's a jumper, and let's say he jumps.
So do I have to run and jump kick him?
And, okay, let's say jumping was invented in 1860. But was in it? 1960, a guy by the name of John Jumper and Paul Jumper came around. And
what about Juan Jump Rope, the famous jump rope?
Oh, him too. So Okay. Let's say Juan, John, and Paul, they all jump. We'll call Juan Ringo. They all jumped 100
feet. Juan is not the loneliest number, you guys.
And we took out the tape measure, and they jumped 100 feet. And we're like, whoa.
But then
these dudes.
But then Ringo Farr went.
Beat all. These dudes beat all.
200 lengths farther.
They jumped 100 feet. Like, let's measure it. That is 100 feet. Is that 100 feet, runner?
That looks like 101 feet.
John, Paul, and Ringo, they beat all. They jumped 100 feet. Okay, let's flash forward to, 2000. You know, in the year 2000, there was another guy. His name was like
2000.
Marshall. Marshall Tucker.
The new millennium is
Marshall
well among
Maker.
Us, everybody.
Marshall Jumper.
Welcome to the new
Marshall
millennium.
New
the world
jumper.
Did not end, and everything resumes.
So Marshall then came around, and he jumped 50 feet. And they were like, they measured it. And was like, yeah, that's 50 feet. But he got endorsements, so he made like $1 billion or $1 million.
Damn you, Marshall Tucker!
It still doesn't change the fact that Marshall didn't jump as far as John, Paul, and Ringo.
Yeah.
So, like, ultimately, John, Paul, and Ringo still jumped 100 feet, but the guy who made $1 million only jumped 50 feet. It's still 50 feet short of the jump that the guys who beat all jumped.
So it's not considered the greatest, but in the minds of the new age people, it might be considered the greatest just because it was the past, or even if it was in the future, it wouldn't matter. As long as it was the greatest, it will be the greatest. So,
yeah, it's still the largest amount. And so then let's flash forward 20 years after that. Let's say a guy named Michael Joker jumped 25 feet. It wasn't as far as Marshall.
Did you just say MJ? Michael Joker? Wow, the Michael Joker?
Michael Joker. Michael Jacker. No. Michael Joker Jacker. Jumped 25 feet.
MJJ.
And then he made, like, we'll say $1 billion for his 25-foot jump. And they're like, man, he jumped 25 feet. But then there'd be still people who'd be like, well, John, Paul, and Ringo jumped 100 feet.
And he created the Air Joker Jackers?
But some fans were like, no, I don't care how far they jump. Michael Jacker, he made $1 billion off his 25-foot jump, and he is the best.
So he only did 25 feet.
But you got to understand,
still,
he only did 25 feet.
Paul, Zingo, and Chingo, they all went
100 feet. Yeah, each. So no matter what, 100 feet, can you agree, is better and farther than 25 feet.
Chingo.
And so that's where we are now in the music industry, is that people are jumping 25 feet, making lots of money and getting glorified, but they still haven't jumped 100 feet like the Beatles did in the 60s.
It's true. It's true. And they haven't even gotten close to jump. They haven't even leaped. You know, not even leaped. They haven't even leaped. Like, they're still on their little poly things that the frogs leap on, and they're still way back there. I mean, it's been attempted, but a lot of them have failed. So, I mean, why has it taken this long? I mean, the greatness is greatness, and greatness cannot be changed. Just like the Runner Gunner show.
Yes.
You know, the greatest show in America is here for everybody.
Like,
we're here to show you guys
if
what
Joe
greatness
Rogan
really
is jumping 25 feet and the Runner and Gunner are jumping like 200 feet. Ultimately, the Runner and Gunner show is jumping farther. Are you understanding, Lennies? Am I getting through to you? I don't think I am. Woohoo! Way over your head? All right. Forget about it.
Whoa.
Hey, just don't be so set in your ways that you wouldn't accept something better. That's all I'm saying, you know? If something better comes along, you have to take it.
Yes, you do.
You can't just sit there with your little $20 bill and try to convince us that it's more money than $200 because mathematically
it is not. So everybody, yeah, let's get back into it. So here we go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
For this part, and so we're gonna give you the next segment of the show. But we can't get into the next segment because we gotta pay tribute to the people that pay tribute to us.
Yes.
That means we'll be right back after these Christmas special
commercial breaks. Today's episode was brought to you by Nike. Jump farther, jump higher. You could be the next Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan and Shaq get together, they win championships. Wearing Nikes, that is.
By Adidas. If you wear Adidas, you could run fast too. Not as fast as Nikes, but at least you'll catch up and you'll be in second place.
What's up, everybody? We are the Runner and Gunner podcast. We're the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. And we just want to tell you that we have a very special episode coming up next week.
Next week, and what? It is the super duper Christmas, super duper spectacular
Christmas special.
That's all we got to say is that, man.
Because Christmas falls on a Monday, and this is the Monday morning podcast. So we're going to give you a Monday morning Christmas.
Yeah, and Lenny Claus will not be there.
And remember, while all the other podcasters you listen to are sleeping during the holidays, the Runner and Gunner podcast is got your back. We are still here.
Oh, yeah.
We're still live. We're still ever present and very consistent. Diligence is how you become successful, everybody. And diligence we have.
Diligence in fulfilling what you guys need. And we will show you what you guys need. And we'll give you what you guys need while progressing you forward throughout these Christmas episodes. But next week is the number one day of the birth.
Yes, it is. And we'll also talk about things like candy canes,
snowflakes,
stockings, Santa Claus,
elves,
mistletoe,
poinsettias,
toys,
and gifts.
Belt buckles and a whole lot more. Shoe buckles,
fat
hats,
chuckles, jolly giant.
Lumps of coal. Oh, wait. We won't talk about that.
Lumps of coal?
No.
Whoa.
And remember, Santa Claus knows if you've been naughty or nice.
So you better be good this year.
So you better listen to the Runner and Gunner podcast.
This whole week. If you don't be good this whole week or this whole year, Santa Claus is going to punish you with coal.
And punch to the nose. Punches to the nose. All right, everybody.
Kicks in the butt.
Merry Christmas. Welcome back, everybody.
And a great welcome it is, everybody. So we want you guys to
welcome,
know,
Runner.
Welcome back, Gunner. Heck yeah. And I'm feeling very welcome in life. But you know why? Because I know that everybody else knows out there, we got to have money to buy these presents.
Yes.
And it's very important. It's not necessary, but it is also important. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It just matters that you show compassion or something. Whether you have 10 cents, 25 cents, or $25 billion.
Yes.
You got to get out there and
what do you think
Elon Musk buys
his kids? You know, certainly he doesn't buy them all yachts.
There's nothing that they don't have.
He buys them little things, you know. He goes to Big Lots and buys them some toys, some muñecas, some monos.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, he doesn't go out there and freaking flash the cash like that.
I know. Here, son, for your third birthday, I got you a yacht, just like last year.
And he could do that. The truth is, he could do that for every kid he ever had.
We're
he could have
even a billionaire doesn't buy
five
his kids
and still do it.
Things that are just made for money, you know?
Yes, yes.
And if a billionaire could get his kids good gifts, then yeah, so could you. So could the little man.
Yeah, we don't have to, you know, us out there, the people that are the non-billion, trillion, you know, gazillionaires, you don't need to have all this dough to make a great Christmas dough.
You don't.
You don't. All you need to do is have the spirit within your heart and know what's going on and know that it is time for the cheer. All you have to do is bring them the cheer. Sometimes it doesn't even take money. Sometimes it just takes a little happiness.
Yes.
And how do you cause a little happiness, Gunner?
Yes, well.
For the kids.
You put some love into it. You put some warmth into your gift. The gift's not about money. It's about the gift itself. It's about the giving. It's about the gesture. You know, you buy your kids some good gifts. If God can give you good gifts, you're more than capable of buying your children good gifts.
Because the gift of life is the best gift that we have. And we're already all gifted to be here. To be on this earth, we already have our gifts, you know? We don't really need extra gifts. And that's why we're talking about budgeting this year. This season, especially with all the inflation and all the creation of
crazy money.
Gas going up, food going up. Rent going up, everything up,
entertainment going up,
every freaking thing you look at.
Shoe prices are still $50.
Electricity.
Video games are still $69.
And video games are the bright side of it but you have to wait for the sales actually. You have to wait for the sales to actually get the game you want. So sometimes if you buy a launch,
Nintendo 64 games were never $20.
No, they were always
$69 plus. All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
Video Game Podcast.
Monday morning podcast, the only Monday morning podcast.
The only one on the world.
We provide the service of educational entertainment for the working man and the working woman who are on their commute to work and back. We know there's tons of traffic. Siri's telling you that there's a 5-minute delay followed by a 14-minute delay. There's a new crash ahead of you.
You might have to go around the accident.
You're grabbing your steering wheel with frustration.
Dang it, I'm going to be late. You're white-knuckling it.
You're on the fast lane going 85 miles an hour, cussing at everybody, cussing at your steering wheel, banging on the horn. But we're telling you we're here to help you relax, you know, get to work a little bit earlier next time. Tomorrow, go leave your house a little bit earlier. You know, bring your breakfast on the car, put it in your passenger seat.
Yeah.
Have your coffee pre-made in the morning so you can get there on time comfortably.
Yeah, you could make it at home. Anybody can make it at home.
Put your seatbelts on.
You don't really need it too much. You don't need the fancy, crazy equipment.
Yeah.
But just make what suits you.
Because if you wake up in the morning and then you start frying eggs and then you wait there and then you put it on the TV.
And then you throw on some bacon and then you throw in some sausages and trying to make some egg McMuffins at home.
And then you put it on the plate and you put it with some garnish and some, you know, cottage cheese and pour yourself a glass of orange juice. And then you sit in front of the TV or the computer.
That sounds really good, actually.
You start eating and you put some, you know, hey, you need some hot sauce. So you go back to the kitchen, you need some hot sauce. Come
what
back
kind
to
of
the
hot
front
sauce?
Room.
Hold on.
Tapatio, you know.
Yes.
You put tapatio on your egg and you sit there.
And maybe sriracha.
Sriracha's
back, people.
Get your egg in your teeth, and so you got to go to the bathroom.
You got to go pre-brush again. You got to impress that girl or guy at work, and you don't have eggs stuck between your teeth. And
now you're in your car, and what was going to be a 30-minute drive to work is now an hour and 15 minutes.
45 to 59 minutes.
Solid red all the way through, and it was just that 5 minutes of you eating your eggs and brushing your teeth that made you that much more late. We understand.
It does make a difference.
We're here for you in that situation.
Yes, we are.
We're not trying to trigger you or raise any alarms or make you frustrated with our intelligence, at least not in this episode. We're just trying to have you sit back, strap in, stay safe, don't rush.
Don't rush. Never
you ain't
rush.
Russia.
Don't need to rush. Yeah.
I mean, you ain't Russian.
We ain't putting it in like that. So we don't have to put it in to the freeway like
don't
that.
Don't put it into overdrive.
Yeah. Just don't put it into overdrive.
Putting into four gear
just
four.
Cruising just
cruise,
on through. Yeah.
You
just
know?
Cruising on through. Make sure you get to work safe.
The sun's
don't go
coming
over
out,
the speed limit.
Sunglasses.
Don't switch lanes like a madman, because then you're giving in to the Putinary.
Yes.
What is the Putinary? It's like in the morning when the canary bird sings and everything looks lovely.
Or what about for those people who are so inclined?
And then Putin comes in and takes over your country.
Jump lanes into the fast lane by themselves. They put a backpack in their passenger seat so maybe they'll trick the cops into thinking that's a baby or something. And the cops then find you in the fast lane by yourself and they have to pull you over. And now what was an hour and 15-minute drive to work, maybe 2 minutes late, is now 3 hours late.
Yep, because you got pulled over. He had to sit you in the car. You had to wait there while he writes this ticket slowly on purpose.
You forgot your license.
Because he knows.
So the wife has to drive all the way over there with your license, hand you the license. You got to show it to the cop. He He writes your ticket, and now not only are you missing 3 hours, but you have to pay $200.
So that means,
don't let that
where
happen.
Is all the money going towards this Christmas budgeting? In the negative realm of Earth.
So what we want you to do is relax. Drink a glass of water, wake up,
get
your eggs on the go. You know, it's Monday morning, and if you could have a great Monday, you could have a
great life.
That is the catchphrase of the show.
America's favorite podcast.
We are America's favorite podcast.
So everybody out there, we want you guys to know, it's not too hard to budget on the go. Wherever you go, you have to watch out for prices, because price tags are so high for everything. You gotta pay just to breathe air. You gotta pay to look at streetlights. You gotta pay for everything. Gasoline has gone insane. Food is insane. We know that. So what we're trying to do is help you guys.
California is insane.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about mainly about California. But we know the whole globe is suffering the same existence of sufferance of cash.
You know.
Cash decline as we are. So we're saying that you guys got to.
There's a lot going on.
Get
too,
it going on for the holidays.
You got to shop on TV.
Right and correctly. And how do you budget shopping? Well, first thing you got to do is
find. Go to Big Lots.
People want. Find out what people want.
Yeah.
Say he wants a radio, a big old sound system and everything.
You should have the list
already.
Get him
a mini speaker. Get him a mini speaker. If he wants a big old sound system, he wants a surround sound, $800, $2,000 Bose, get him the $50 Bose.
The $150 Bose.
The $150 Bose mini speaker that'll still be as loud.
Yeah.
But
heck
it'll just be, hey, you could take the party to the park. Might as well. You don't want to grill at home, and with all that loud noise, take it to the park. That $50 system will be the same amount of volume as high at the park.
Hey, she wants a brand new Tesla truck, which just came out. Well, the regular Tesla, last year's model.
Are we speaking about the ones from the earlier commercial, or are we talking about the new ones now?
I'm talking about the new, brand new ones, not from the commercial that haven't been released
yet. Wait a minute, Gunner, is that budgeting? But budgeting would be getting her the model from 4 years ago, and then just take it to the car wash.
Don't get her the Model M.
Super waxed. Get it super waxed.
Do that to your wife. No, I'm just saying.
And then
saying.
Guess what? You get a wax something else later. But
she wants the 2023 model. Well, get her the 2022. You know, she won't know the difference.
She won't know the difference because she will not study it so deeply, and she'll be so in love that you actually got her any kind of truck model that she will probably be just happy with you, and you might get, you know,
the kids
what
want
you wanted
a
for
PlayStation 5. That's the new hip thing. Well, get them a PlayStation 4 with all the games for the same price. All the games.
And you see what he's saying? What Gunner's saying is that you could get a used PlayStation for $100 and then $400 worth of games. Oh, man. You know how many games that'll buy you?
Or you can get
about 60.
Or the same price as just one PlayStation 5 and a controller. That's already $1,000. Or an iPhone 2023, which is also $1,500. Or you can get them the iPhone 2 years ago model.
Yeah.
Only $100. And
then
you've got $900 more to give them gifts from Big Lots.
Just tell them the screen isn't cracked. That's just the way they sell them.
Just tell them that
that's just the way
Santa Claus dropped it down the chimney while she was bringing it to the house.
Well, he dropped it, and then his butt was coming down the chimney, and he sat on it by accident. And he crunched the screen.
I remember one Christmas, my parents brought me a BMX, a black and white BMX.
That
it had training wheels on it. Must have been the Christmas of '89.
Man, wow.
My neighbor Frankie,
that must have been nice.
The vato ended up stealing it from me.
Hey, Frankie. Oh man, that's cold. Ooh.
Frankie was cool, and he was a jerk for stealing my bike. And then he went and told me that other gang members stole my bike.
But he was
lying. I knew it was him.
What a
Frankie, I know
punk.
You're still alive nowadays, and I want to say that God bless you. You're probably still doing good, stealing bikes still.
Wow,
but I remember that BMX.
Frankie is gay.
It was great. It had the training wheels. It had the little the sponge. You know, remember it would come with the sponge on the handlebars?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it even had the sponge
that.
On the
frame.
Middle,
in the frame. Yep. And it would have the sponge on the bottom frame.
Boom,
it had many sponges. Yeah, those were... Those were cool because back then there was a lot of BMX actual movies and stuff.
Yeah, it was real popular.
It was big time back then. Like they would do tricks.
Nowadays they got the BMX app and you just download it on your phone. Well, you don't even have to ride a bike.
Well, it's so different back then. It's
I remember though,
too easy now.
On the side of the house, that's where it was. I woke up in the morning and my mom was like, "Hold on, let's go outside." And I went outside and they're like, "Hold on, let's go to the side of the house." Boom, I opened up that door. There was two, one for my sister, one for me. BMX bikes. Oh,
wait a minute.
Man, it
so
was
did,
amazing.
Did he take both or just yours?
Just mine.
Just yours purposely?
Yes.
Well, what happened with your sister's BMX?
It lasted a very long time. I ended up, growing into it. I grew up, and so her bike was bigger. So it became the family bike, you know? Much like her. No, just playing. Anybody out there who's listening, what gift did you get?
What was your BMX?
What was your BMX exactly?
What was your BMX that made you feel like today is a special day? And it's always a special day. Every year is special for all the kids out there, and that's what it's all about. And that's what we're saying. You don't have to go crazy and buy them the brand new crap out there that the media tells you to buy, because they tell you to buy the brand new crap.
Yeah.
You got to buy what you know your kid will love.
For instance, and, you know, take this point solid. Amazon just sent me an ad. You know, they're sending me ads every day. They sent me this ad. It said, save 40%. I go to it. I have, I got my cart, my checkbox.
Yes.
I check it out.
Yes.
There's no 40% savings. And then I go
They like to do that.
Take a deeper look. 40% off of what they want me to buy. Not what I want, but what they are trying to get rid of.
So they're trying to say, like, you buy 10 purchases,
like, for
you
instance,
get 40% off of 10
for instance,
things,
I had the,
but not the main thing you wanted to buy.
I had the podcast maker, the deluxe microphones, and the deluxe recorder.
Yes.
With all the cords, all in my checkbox for the podcast.
Amazing.
And, it's about $1,000.
That would have been actually amazing. I would have loved that, man.
I'm checking it frequently. It's still $1,000. It's always $1,000. Boom, I get the ad. 40% off your next purchase. Go up on the app. Boom, it's still $1,000. I'm like, what gives? You just said I get 40%
lying.
Off. You're lying to me.
They're lying.
It's sneaky marketing, and it's disgusting. But then I check it out. 40% off what they want me to have, which was like glass. Drinking glasses.
So what they prefer, their preferences were 40% off of only their preferences.
It's like, how about...
But it wasn't actually you wanted.
The runner and gunner can give 40% off of something you don't want either.
Of course, I could just say, 40% off of PlayStation 5s, like 10 of them.
Hey, I got a bag of garbage.
For $5.
40% off this bag of garbage.
Yeah, all right, well, what's in it?
Who cares? It's 40% off.
Hey, what kind of garbage? I might want to get it.
Well, it's 40% off. Whatever's in it.
I'm interested. I'll get it. Hold on. Let me put this in my cart.
I know, right? And then at the same time, you still got to pay $1,000 for your recorders.
See, so either way, they're coming up and the industry.
They're trying to
get
you.
And that's the way the industry goes. That's the way they go. So don't let them get you. That's what we're talking about. Budget shopping.
Budget shopping.
For Christmas.
Christmas budget.
Christmas budget shopping. So you guys got to get out there and just look and be smart and be merry and be bright about it. Use your big old bright old brain with those big old bright lights, just like the Christmas tree flickers every day. Either it shines bright or it doesn't. Either way, you should know what to not get and what to get. Because it's pretty obvious out there that they do want our money. They know that it is time to consume, and they know that it is time to put things on sale, but sometimes
they
put the sales
of your heart and your mind
to where they want you to think that the right things are on sale, and they just put the wrong things on sale on purpose to get you to their store. And once you get you into the store, they have you in their grasp. And what does that mean?
Or their digital
store. You're gonna buy it either way.
And their digital market, such as Amazon, once they got you there, or your eyes are in their store,
and they got you in their grasp again.
It's like, hey, I wanted a recorder and a podcast maker and a microphone, but hey. The TV is 40% off, so why don't I trash all my dreams and hopes to get 40% off and save a buck?
And
well,
it's not even
at
really
at the end of
saving.
The day, you still don't have what you want
because
or what your kids want.
What they put is the original prices, And it's only 40% off of the original prices. It's not like it does. Actually, they put like retail prices, and Amazon is supposed to be more of a discount store. So sometimes they put the original prices listed as if you bought it from the actual factory. And Amazon is supposed to be a discount store, not the actual factory. Yeah. See what I'm saying here?
Wholesale prices.
It's supposed to be wholesale, or at prices. least discounted prices. Maybe not wholesale every time, but at least discounted. And then so they say they put it at
company,
the, at
I think
the
they
real
can
price.
Afford to give you 40% off of what you want.
Give you wholesale prices. Exactly.
Like if you have like I could, it would be so great. How great would it be, Lenny's out there and ladies?
Lenny's and ladies.
You had a cart and you had it all year and you're deciding you're on the fence about what we gotta say this.
All right, let's give them the announcement. I'm ready.
Lenny's. It is okay.
It's okay.
To have money.
It is okay to have money, Lenny's.
If you are rich, it is not a sin, but being a jerk is.
So use your money wisely and do not let it affect your family. In negative perspective.
All right, but yes, back to the show. So if you had a cart, and let's say you had recorders and
microphones. Amazon cart. We're talking about the Amazon cart?
Amazon cart, yes. Okay. You have it.
Amazon cart.
Had it all year. Maybe in summer you made it, and then you just kept it there on the fence on whether or not to buy it. Come Christmas time, Amazon gives you an email. Boom, 50% off, 40% off your cart. Whatever's in your cart, 40% off your cart. They got $1 trillion. It's not like they're going to lose money. Boom, man. We would be so inclined to buy it.
And they should just do it because you know why? They should just do it annually. It's okay if they, I understand that they can't do it every day, but it's a thing called annually.
Annually.
See if they do it, say they do it like in October. Cool. 2 months before December, but they have to have just a random date and just whenever,
yeah.
You know?
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Cyber Monday.
Even after that, just have a little annual weird day, like a weird day where they have like, but don't make it a holiday. Don't
poncho sales.
Make it poncho.
Make it like poncho.
Yeah. Poncho day, you know?
Like, let's say you have a poncho in your cart. You know, it's a cool poncho.
Uno poncho, por favor.
Lakers poncho.
Lakers poncho, $65. Homemade by hand.
Boom. One random day during the holidays, it says one day only, 40% off your poncho. Your poncho, not the poncho that, not the Dodgers poncho or the Cowboys poncho, but the Lakers poncho that you want.
Say it has your favorite number with your favorite name on it.
What's
it Shaq's could have
number?
Your last name. 34.
34.
34. It could have O'Neal.
Only
it could
number
have
that matters.
Whoever. Whoever you wanted. It could have your last name on there. And if you wanted to get down like that, they should have a day to wear. It could be.
Ole!
It could be Ole. That's all day. They should just call it the Ole sale.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Be careful out there, everybody. So this is why we're calling it budget savings, because we're about to tell you a few stores where you can budget
secrets.
Your savings, get
secret
the presents
stores.
That your kids want. You know, maybe not the big present, but all the little presents. And we're telling you, and I keep saying this all show long, all episode long, Big Lots.
Big Lots.
Oh, what about Five Below?
Five Below.
99 cent store for the, you know, the aunts and uncles.
Wiener Sporting Goods.
McDonald's gift cards. In-N-Out gift cards.
Burger King gift cards.
Farmer Brothers gift cards for the aunts and uncles. Or for the grandparents.
Subway, Eat Fresh gift cards.
Eat Fresh gift cards. You know, these are all like very...
Various places.
Budgeted things. Are, you
that's
know,
easily.
You don't have to spend too much.
And you know what kids love a lot?
Gift
Happy
cards
Meals.
Are great.
Happy Meals, just give them a $25 gift card. They could get about 10 Happy Meals.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Not even that. But it's close to that. And they'd be happy with that. You know, just say, hey, whenever you want to go to get Happy Meal, all January, you're set.
Such a cool idea.
1 month of January Happy Meals.
Your kids wake up and you
saturated
have
saturated fat and freaking
fresh Happy Meals for them.
Badness saturated. Oh, okay.
I always thought that
sitting
would be
in your colon. No,
a great Christmas present. Like if your family was like, hey, they woke up, or maybe it was lunchtime, and they come in the kitchen, you have just a stack of McDonald's cheeseburgers, and like, well, it's Christmas, Merry Christmas. 1 year I did buy my family a couple of round table extra large pizzas.
Oh, man, I love round table, to be honest.
All meat.
Oh,
you know?
I was down. Yeah, I still like that. I've been to round table plenty
of times. And my family
time.
Still remembers that gift.
Right on.
Remember that time you bought us pizza? yeah, that's
cool,
truth.
Man. That is really cool. That's actually a cool thing. So you bought the whole Christmas, the Christmas food. You were the
for lunch.
You were the chef.
We still ate, you know, the turkey dinner and the ham at the end.
But still, you gave them that. I mean, they were after that. You'd probably be full for you wanted like two pieces of ham and one teaspoon of mashed potatoes. But I mean, if you got them a big old,
you know
pizza, like how many pizzas did you get? Enough like for the family, like just
two,
here we go,
giant extra large all meats or special
for how
pizzas.
Many people, like six or seven only?
It's like six or seven
people
each.
People, right?
Oh yeah, the pizzas, they feed like six or seven, but it was only for, yeah, I think eight, nine or ten.
So you had enough for leftovers for sure.
Yeah,
by far
enough for leftovers. And yeah, they loved it. It was a great gift.
All right, you're getting me hungry now. Are you going to bring me a brown table tomorrow, Gunner?
I will try. Well, in fact, I got some right here.
Oh! Roosters.
Yes!
He does!
Merry Christmas, Gunner!
Woo!
That's what I was building
it
up to.
That was the secret! Oh, yes. Man, thank you, Gunner.
You're welcome.
Mm. I'm going to enjoy one of these. Wait, I'll wait till off air. Mm.
Yes, so.
I will till we get off air. But that's an amazing gesture.
Hot,
and thank
fresh
you
pie.
For that.
Poontang pie, that is.
I can't wait to eat this pie.
The
round table
pizza.
Goodness, that's
all
really
meats.
Good. All meats, man. I love
yes,
that. I love that stuff. Good stuff.
You are welcome. You are welcome. So, that's what we're talking about. Just
Gunner is Mr. Generous. He's getting down.
You can just budget. You know what else is cool? You know, you got coworkers. So you get them. They sell them at Walmart. There's like a pack of four Starbucks cards. And they, I think it's like $20, or you can get the $40
one. I've seen it. The $10 ones,
you get the $10 ones, it'll be $40.
Yeah, I've seen those.
But
I've actually seen those.
You don't write how
you
much
see,
is on
you,
each
what
card.
You do is you separate them, and you can send them to cousins, or siblings, or aunts, or uncles. You just send them
it's
out,
a great
and
gift.
Just, yeah, it's very simple. It's so simple that it should be done every year by people who just want to give mystery gifts or white elephant or whatever the heck you guys play.
Dirty Santa, is that what it's called?
Yeah, white elephant.
Secret
same thing.
Exchanges.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
That's right.
So all that dirt. Hey, I don't play Dirty Santa in the bedroom. That's a whole different game.
Yeah,
that's
one
when
where
I be
you steal people's gifts.
Yeah, I'm ho-ho-hoing my son.
And someone wins the iPod at the end of the night, and someone wins the oven mitts.
And someone wins my pot. But yeah, so those are great. Games that there's a lot of games out there to play. There's so many, like too many, and it's just you got a budget. You don't have to go crazy for one specific gift, is what we're saying. You got a budget and spread the joy instead of going all out for one specific gift. That's the main theme, and that's the truth.
Because you know it's not about the money. It's about the gift. It's about
and the love. The love thrown into the gift.
The joy it generates, the memories that it creates.
Right. Correct.
The showing someone that, hey, I do care.
Yeah.
And it's been a long year, but I still care. At the end of the year, I still care. I still have love in my heart.
Yes.
I still have hope in my dreams.
I've been here the whole year, and you know,
still
have
meat in my arms.
Show them that we're here, you know, we're just here. Keep on kicking butt and keep on showing the love. And the man was born today, so let's just spread the love for him, for us, and
thank
for
you, God,
for the whole
Jesus
creation.
Name.
Exactly, and for the whole creation, you know, that's what it's about. It's about spreading the love for being created. And it doesn't matter how big you go or how small you go, it just matters that you go. And that's it.
Yeah.
That you're there, and that you do it, and that you show your face, and you just something. It is 99 cents, 89 cents, 59 cents. It doesn't matter if you give them a little peppermint candy for Christmas. That's what we're saying. Budget Christmas is amazing because it doesn't matter how much you give. It matters how much love you show, and giving is better than receiving.
Yes. It's always great to give some presents. You know, we got a ton more. We could talk about it, but it's come to that point of the show where we got to let you go out there,
already,
audience.
It's already time. Well,
we love you, and we wish we could just spend hours upon hours just talking at you. Unfortunately,
we
got
to
wrap things up.
Greatest part of the show.
We got to wrap things up.
It's time to wrap.
And you could open this podcast.
Unwrap, rewrap, and unwrap things up.
Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, whichever Mexican families usually do at Christmas
Eve. Remember, everybody, 7 more days, 6 more days.
Yes,
it same is thing.
Monday, everybody. Oh, are you excited? The year just went by so fast.
Oh, man, it blew by us like a sleigh.
All right, so this year, slow down. You know, take the year slow. I don't want to have next year until like 500 days from now, if you know what I mean.
I wish that 2024 was in 2034.
Me too.
But it can't be, but it is the same. So
here's
we're gonna
to
take
a
it like
nice,
that.
Slow, fun, great year. Slow, good, and fun. Everything
and
good is slow.
And great and amazing. So everybody,
everybody
we want you guys
out there
to have a great 7 more days until Christmas. Get your shopping done. Do it quicker. The quicker, the better. The late you
budget.
Are, the more. Stay on budget. But don't be late.
Don't
you know
go
why?
Broke.
Because what's going to happen if you're late? The Christmas rush is upon us, everybody. So beware of the Christmas rush. But we love you guys. And
get
we
up those
guys,
sales.
We want you to know that.
Buy one, get one free.
Our audience and everybody out there is the greatest people in the world, and we love them all.
Yes, you are, everybody. We do this for you, the working man and the working woman.
That's right.
Stay on track. Get to work safe. Get home safe. It's the holidays, everybody. We want to see you home. That your family wants to see you alive and well. We love you, everybody. God bless you. Jesus Christ was born on this day. Remember that. Whether or not you are doing financially well or, you know, you're a little behind schedule, either way, it's not about presents. It's about the birth of our Savior.
Yeah, that's right.
America's Savior, Israel's God, our God, England's God,
Jesus,
Africa's God,
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, everybody.
But now. It is part.
Of it is
time.
Very special time.
Greatest part of the show.
Is it very special?
Did I say part? I mean, it is time for the greatest part
mucho
of the show.
Special.
That we
love to call.
The
Two Minute. Rundown! What's up, everybody? It's the 2 Minute Rundown. It's a Merry Christmas 2 Minute Rundown. Are you Merry Christmas, everybody? Because it's the 2 Minute Rundown.
So what happened today in this rundown, the greatest rundown ever, the Raiders scored 63 points and beat the Chargers 63-21. What is going on? Aiden O'Connell, 4 touchdowns for the first time in his whole career. And Davante Adams, what did he do? All he did was score over 100 yards. Thank you for your fantasy points, ladies and gentlemen. Ohtani, we were talking about him last week. I'm going to talk about him again.
Dodgers.
He's still signed with the Dodgers. And the Lakers are still the champs of the in-season championship. So what else is going on with the whole world of the industry of entertainment? Gunner!
Well, the industry is back and up and running. SAG strike is settled. The video game strike is settled. All the unions have settled in time for Christmas. Hopefully by next year we'll be getting some decently written movies. Not all this Trump and Biden propaganda in our Star Wars and Netflix movies, but actual movies written by some geniuses who know what to say, know what the hierarchy of a story is, who know the layout of literary devices, who know how to end a movie. It's gonna happen. 2024 is it. Also, we got Batman Trilogy out for the Nintendo
Trilogy.
Switch. That is Batman Asylum, Batman City, and Batman Knight. All released in one Nintendo
Asylum.
Switch.
And
we got it.
3 games, 50 gigabytes. Just be ready, people. If you do get your people or your kids or your adults this game, just be aware that it's 50 gigabytes, so you're going to have an extra micro SD card to load these games.
And yes, don't listen to what anybody says. The best version has been released on the Nintendo Switch.
The Nintendo Switch
only. Smoothest graphics, the best controlling, the best movement. It is out. Also, Skater XL, the long-awaited version of Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch is always getting the bad end of the stick, but this time, it finally came out. Skater XL is released for the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah!
Go ahead and pick it up. We have also reviewed Hogwarts. It also came out for the Nintendo Switch. By far the best version on the Nintendo Switch. The graphics are smooth. The movement is better. Pikmin 4 also has been released. Everybody out there, Grand Theft Auto 6 has released its trailer.
But they say they're not coming out till 2026.
And it will cost $150 on the debut date to purchase this game. It is happening, everybody out
there.
That's
a lot of money.
What does this sound like? The Celtics and the Bucks and the 76ers? Is that the top three of the Eastern Conference?
Eastern Conference.
What about the Western Conference, you ask? How about the Timberwolves, the Thunder, and the Mavericks? Oh, the Nuggets are number four. I'm not a Nugget.
And you know what's WWF. Weird is that the Lakers won the in-game championship, and they are still number eight. Like, how does that work?
And
how
they are in the runnings with a lot of number eights because there's other people out there. They're doing it, too. Also, everybody, we got that. The NFL going down. Dolphins still number one. What
but
the heck?
The Bills are making a little run. They did win Sunday Night Football, so it does bring them to 8-6. They beat the Dallas Cowboys, only let them score 10 points last week.
AFC West, we've got the Chiefs and the Broncos. Of course. The Raiders are there.
Mahomes.
They're pretty far behind, but the Chiefs and Broncos are doing it. They have 9 wins and 5
Broncos
losses.
Broncos on a win streak.
AFC North is the Ravens and the Browns.
The Ravens had a great Sunday Night Football
the
game.
The Bengals, the walk like an Egyptian. AFC South, we got the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Texans, but nobody really cares about any of those. For the NFC East, we got the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Eagles and Cowboys,
the
tired.
West, 49ers and the Rams, they're hitting it up. But 49ers have 11 wins. They're doing it.
Niners are going to get the bye if they keep it up.
NFC South are the Buccaneers and the Buccaneer
Buccaneers
Bonsai.
Buccaneers and Saints are tied for first place.
What does
Brett
Reynolds say about the Buckaroo Bonsai?
So Carr is kind of happy, actually. Derek Carr left the Raiders, went to the Saints, and is still tied for first place in the NFC South.
Right? NHL, we got the Eastern Conference, the Bruins and the Maple Leafs. We got the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers and the Flyers. For the Western Conference, we got the Avalanche and the Jets. And for the Pacific Division, we got the Las Vegas Golden Knights with 32 freaking GP.
And they're tied with the Coyotes, but the Kings are right there holding on for third. They're only 3 games behind.
What about the Canucks? The Canuck. What is this, the Three Stooges? Canuck, where's Canuck, Curly? Canuck. We got the Canucks, but where's Curly and Mo?
Can I?
Everybody out there, this is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. We are doing a very special Christmas edition. We just
want
to praise the Lord, tell you everybody to love your life, positive self-talk only, say nice things, stop scoffing, stop calling people out, stop cursing, use your tongue for good. Be the juice and the energy and the life that brings people's bones, health, and strength by using your mind and your words along with your heart to push out good things and help people. You have the power to help others. So be more others-oriented and stop being so self-oriented, if you catch my drift. Out there, everybody, remember, we love you.
Yes, we do. We love you guys so much because we're sending you these special holiday edition. And we're telling you guys that you have to get into the positive light and life that we want you to go to. We're sending you those directions. Life is great and love is great. So what you got to do is love life and be great.
Yes, everybody
After
out there.
After all that, we want you guys to know that Christmas time is among us. Be with your families. Be with your loved ones. Be with your best people that you want to be with and just have a great time. Celebrate the holidays. We know travel is insane, and we know that traffic is insane. The airplanes are going up and down and back and forth.
Oh, man, traveling is insane right now. Jingle your keys if you're traveling. Lenny's out there. Jingle your keys. Oh, wait a minute. You hear that?
Was that Santa Claus?
It's Frosty the Snowman. Frosty, what's up, dog?
Hey, yo, what's up, my fools?
Well, why did you just call us fools?
Frost us up.
Because I'm gangster, baby. Gangster, baby.
Frost All right. us up. Give us some frost.
Frost, give us some frost right there.
Some mad love with Frost.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, Frosty.
Yeah, baby, you got any stogies for me, baby?
You can't smoke them. They might melt your hair.
All right.
All right, here you go, then.
Light them up.
Are you sure?
Hold on.
Wait, hold on.
Got a big fat stogie for Frosty.
Here, I got a fat one.
Here, baby, I want that.
Here you go.
All right, here you go. All right.
Oh, man, hey, wait a minute.
Man, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, we just lit Frosty up. Everybody, we got to go. Enjoy your week. Is he going to be all right?
He looks like he's melting. Are you getting skinny? What kind of diet is he on? Man, I want to get on that diet. Shoot. Wait a minute. He's disintegrating.
Well, at least Frosty. The cigar went out.
No!
Everybody out there, have a great Monday. Have a great life. Have a great week. Have a great Christmas.
And remember, 7 days until the big day. So get everything done. Do what you got to do.
Stuff your stockings.
Get ready for the stocking stuffing.
Turkey
mother
bumping.
Loving. Big old shoving.
Yes, everybody.
present
Merry
in his face.
Merry Christmas and happy, happy, happy New Year.
We love you guys. Happy running gunner. The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
Solid.
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.